You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Greetings, God bless, good morning or good afternoon to those listening in on KCNW in Kansas City and surrounding areas, as well as WBXR Huntsville, Alabama. You guys are tuned in on the Wilkins Radio Network. Right here locally, National Christian Network, WMIE, WWBC, good morning. I'm glad you've taken the time to join me today. We're picking it up here where we left off in a minute. Real quickly, for more info on this ministry, I'm going to create a page on my website. It's WGODradio.com. That'll give you the info now if you would like to receive a copy of my New Testament. It's available for any size gift of any amount to this ministry to help keep this radio station on the air. It's my goal of expanding and being on as many markets as possible. And for more info again on that, WGODradio.com. For any size gift of any amount, I will send you one of my New Testament Bible translations, and that's what I use sometimes to teach. It's used in many Baptist seminaries around the country because it's unique for what it is. And that is, it is a majority text New Testament. If you have a New King James, you'll notice in the margins, you'll notice a capital M for an alternate reading. It's a very close cousin to the original King James Version and the New King James. So, okay, we're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Also, if your church is closed for whatever reason, I encourage you and I invite you to come out and worship with us at Island, no matter where you live. If you're in Kansas City or if you're in Alabama, you're an hour behind us. So Wednesday night, 5 o'clock your time, 6 o'clock our time, Island Community Church. This is the Facebook page. We're on live on there from 6 to 7. You can ask questions on that one, and I'll address them when I'm done teaching. We're looking, my series is Be Ready Always. From what Peter said, always be ready to give a defense for the hope that is in you. How to defend the faith, how to answer objections and questions that people might have. We started off this last week looking at the Christian or Catholic. It's a shame I should even have to split those. But I've asked people more than one whether or not they were Christian, and they told me no, they were Catholic. Are you Christian if you're Catholic? That's what we're going to look at. So, and the answer to that is cut right to the chase. Sure, there are many Catholics who are Christian. There are many Baptists who are Christian. There are many Pentecostals who are Christian. It's not what denomination you are. It's what you do with Jesus Christ. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All who receive Him as their Lord and Savior and turn and repent of sin and receive Him will be saved, no matter what church you go to. But you're not saved because you're Catholic or because you're anything else. You're saved by receiving Jesus Christ. Okay, here in this program, we left off in our last program, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Jesus says, therefore, when you see, so he's summing it up now. He has stopped his blow-by-blow, verse-by-verse description of how you're going to know when his return is near, right? We looked at that. Famines, pestilence, earthquakes, the love of many will wax cold. Then they will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you. You will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then many will be offended. And then he said, all those who endure to the end will be saved. Then he says, therefore. All right, so he's done now. He's done going in order. He's reached the end when he says, all those who endure to the end will be saved. Now he starts with the word therefore. Ah, switch gears. Let's put it in reverse now. Now he's going to draw or call our attention to a landmark of what we look for next. I wish I had the Bible I had open here yesterday. I had nine things. They're all being fulfilled. I just rambled off many of them to you. When you reach that point that all nine of those things are being fulfilled, let's see if I can call them by memory. Famines, pestilence, earthquake, Christianity, a crime, people indifferent towards one another. Number seven, many false prophets raised up. I don't recall the last two. But once we've reached that, and that's where we're at right now. Next word, therefore. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So I asked the question yesterday, what is that? Isn't it? It's interesting he gives reference to Daniel and talks about it, because Daniel talked about it too as a prophecy toward the end of the age, that there's going to come a time where the abomination that makes desolate will be in the temple. History repeats itself. It's happened once before, if not twice before, when back in 168 BC, Antiochus Epiphanes, which meant madman, set up a statue of Zeus in the temple. And he stuffed swine down the throats of the Jews, forced them to eat pork. It's happened before, and it's going to happen again. Instead of Zeus, this time, this is what we're going to have. Revelation chapter 13. Verse 14, speaking of false prophet, who I believe is going to call himself Elijah. Verse 14, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast. That's the Antichrist. It's three of them. It's an unholy trinity. Satan has an unholy trinity. Satan, Antichrist, false prophet. Revelation 19:20 calls them by name. John calls them the Antichrist. Paul calls them the man of sin. Let me continue. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of or before the beast, telling those that live on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. All right, this is what I and others believe is the abomination of desolation. It's this image. Now, let me fill you in a little bit on what an image is. The Greek word is icon. Secondly, it always has a prototype. It doesn't stand on its own, but it is an exact representation of something. Even Jesus himself is an icon. Where's that in the Bible? Well, that's Colossians 1:15. He is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, an exact representation. See, Jesus Christ is God. He's an exact representation of God, of the original. And he is original too. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Don't get me wrong. Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. But he's the icon of the Father. That is, he's an exact representation of the Father. Plato called the reflection of the sun on the water the icon. the reflection wasn't the original, but it's an exact representation of the original, the icon. So the icon of the beast, it's an exact representation of the original, and the original is Antichrist. This thing is going to be an exact representation of an original. Back to the text. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an icon to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Verse 15, and he was granted power to give breath to the icon of the beast, so that the icon of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the icon to be killed. That's what I believe is the abomination of desolation, where Jesus says, look out for this thing, or therefore, when you see this thing in the temple, that's what you're looking for next. That's what he says we're looking for next. It's an exact representation of an original. And the King James says that he was given the power to give life. Imagine that. How many of you here knew today on this day that Satan and his unholy trinity or false prophet or whoever this is going to be, how many of you knew today that this man had the power to give life? See, this is why Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, he's not just talking to your neighbor or some ignorant person that doesn't know the word of God. He's talking to you. Take heed that no one deceives you. This man, according to the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, is going to have the power to give life to this icon. Now, the Greek word there is pneuma. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios, pneuma. Pneuma means breath, spirit. It could be translated as life. I take my hat off to the King James translators, all 47 of them, for coming up with that. Life. But maybe you like breath better. The new King James has breath. He was granted power to give breath to the icon of the beast. Think about that. When was the last time someone, or just imagine that, kneeling over this guy, pinching his nose and breathing into him, he had the power to give breath to the icon of the beast. And here's the reason why. So that the icon would speak and cause as many as would not worship the icon to be killed. We're out of time. Chew on that today. Please do some studies in there today. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, the abomination of desolation tied in with this Revelation chapter 13, those three or four verses here. He has the power. He makes fire come down out of heaven. I'm way out of time today. We'll pick it up here next time. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to